Hello, my name's Trudy, and after a long run, I love to soak in a hot bubble bath, reading my 50 Shades of Spartans and listening to Spartans Matters.
Okay, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a special edition of Spartan Matters. It's just myself, Andy, in the studio today, and I'm joined by the newly appointed, I nearly said newly anointed then, but newly appointed men's vice captain, Mark Freeman. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Okay, wanted to talk today about a couple of bits that have been going on. First of all, Mark, I know you've been heavily involved this year with the EVAC championships. I know our ladies have done absolutely awesomely. Can you tell me a little bit about EVAC, what it is and how it all works?
Right, okay. First of all, congratulations to our ladies who, as everyone no doubt knows, came second.
Is that second in
Second in Eastern Vets Athletics Club, as it's known, which covers the whole of the east of England.
Wow, that is some achievement, isn't it?
Indeed, and when you consider that we're ostensibly a running club and we're competing against athletics clubs, I think that probably puts it into some perspective where we compete against clubs such as Bedford, who around Paula Radcliffe.
That's Paula Radcliffe, isn't it?
Yeah. And then, of course, Milton Keynes, who are built around Greg Rutherford. Yeah, so, a huge achievement.
They're not too bad clubs, are they?
No.
And did we beat them in the final?
We came second, or the ladies came second to Milton Keynes.
Wow.
So, yeah, huge achievement.
Huge. Yeah. So, okay, so I've got to ask the question. The ladies obviously came second. Now the men, okay, I've heard a lot of these EVAC leagues, men have to do multiple events. Is that down to the skill level of the men? We've just got some amazing athletes, or what is it?
All it's about, and all EVAC really to me is about, is getting there and having a bit of fun.
Okay.
So to give you an example, I got 6 or 7 points, I think, for doing a 2K walk. I've never walked in my life apart from round the streets.
Okay.
So I guess the reason for the ladies' success is that they cover absolutely every event.
Okay.
That includes shot put, hammer, javelin, triple jump, long jump, high jump, pole vault. And
pole vault?
Yes, indeed.
I've got to ask, how do you fit the pole vault in the back of your car? Do the poles come with it?
Ask the Mayfields about that.
Okay.
They have a roof rack, so there's a starter for 10.
Okay. So what we need then, to get the men up to the height the ladies have got, we need more men out over the age of 35.
We do.
Okay.
We do.
Well, look, I mean, I look after a lot of the coaching at the club. What I would like to do, and I'm going to speak to the team about, is I'm going to do some of these try an event day at the track.
Yeah.
I know we did one at the start of the year, but I think if we can do a couple between now and the start of next season, then I'm fairly sure we've got some undiscovered male talent in the club. And ladies, I know you're going to smile when I'm saying about undiscovered male talent with our Spartan calendar from a couple of years ago. But I think if we can get a few guys to come down, try throwing things around, you know, I think we could have quite a good team next year.
That's a great idea, Andy, because we have tried that previously, and luckily some of the throwing coaches from Stevenage and North Hearts have been quite happy to turn up on a Saturday morning and give us some coaching. We also have Nikki Wilby, who is a fantastic high jump coach.
Okay.
So we do have people around, and as you know, I'm a great believer in the Saturday track session and the amount of improvement it gives everyone in their running style.
Okay, that's okay. I think that's something we're going to do. I'll have the rotor currently is in place until October, so I'll make sure we do something at least once before Christmas and then twice in the new year before the new season starts.
Great.
Okay. Moving on, cross country starts next year. Next month. Okay.
18th of October, actually.
Okay. 18th, okay, and whereabouts?
It's at Chesham.
Okay, and is it... Okay, we went out and did the midweek league. We got promoted.
Yeah.
We can't get promoted in cross country, can we?
No, it's not as competitive in that respect. So there's no divisions in it. It's just all the clubs taking part in what I always think is great fun.
Okay. How many clubs are in the league, roughly? Do you know?
I think there's somewhere in the region of 10 to 12.
10 to 12?
Yeah, so you normally have about 400 people running around on a Sunday morning.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay, and is it like school? Do you have to run around in your pants, or are you all right? No?
No, I wish. But
you want to run around in your pants? Okay, right. Well, you heard it here first. That is a Spartan Matters
exclusive.
I may
want to see others running around in their pants.
Okay. So in all seriousness, it is a league, so there is obviously points to be won and trophies to be won, potentially.
Yes, there certainly are. Our own Julie Simmons was Vet 55 Women's Champion last year. Like I said, it's not as competitive. It's a bit more fun. And I don't think I'd be wrong in saying any marathon coach would tell you that you should be doing cross country as part of your marathon training.
Yeah. What's interesting is when you see, I think it's Edinburgh, they normally have the UK Championships.
Indeed, yeah.
You often see all the marathon guys there. The reason they do it is because cross country build strength in the legs.
Absolutely.
And going into the road season, that would be fantastic for us to have a really good cross-country season, because then it builds to marathon season, half marathon season, and then leads into midweek league again, where we need to consolidate our position in Division 1.
Yeah. We have, I think there's four or five, and then there's a couple of county events as well.
Oh, okay.
And what I'd like to see, if we can get our heads round it, is getting into some of the nationals again. The club used to do it, and one of the great places to run is on Parliament Hill Fields.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, which is an amazing race.
And do you have to qualify for that? Or
No. It's open to everyone, so there's no qualification. They have the Southerns, and they also have the National as well. And I think as a club, it would be good if we could get ourselves back in it again.
I think that... That really is sort of a target we should have. What we'll do is we'll find out when that is, and we'll actually see the process for actually getting involved.
Yep.
Because that should be a big target. The club needs to be more visual and more actually seen around a bit, I think.
No, I agree.
And if we can do that, that can only be good for the club.
Absolutely.
So how many men and how many women do we need out for the first cross-country fixture, do you think?
As many as we can possibly get.
Right. What target have you set yourself?
I have to say that last year we were very well supported.
Okay,
so,
good.
Considering when we started, the second one was Grovelands, and I think I've never seen as much rain.
Yeah.
But that just adds to the fun of it all.
Good.
So it would be nice to get the same, if not more, than midweek league.
Brilliant.
Midweek league was very well supported. Let's get the cross country out there and get our members. And as you know, I'm quite prepared to shout at people on a Tuesday.
Okay. Well, look, I think that's a great plan. I mean, I think let's get as many as we can out, and we'll hopefully have a fantastic season and round the year off with even more success.
Indeed.
Okay, well look, Mark, it's been great talking to you. Thank you for giving up your time. It's goodbye for myself, and Mark, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks people. I look forward to working with you.